The second thing, which is most important, the laziness. We spoke a little about it yesterday, and we'll continue a little also today about it. But please, I need somebody to read the two verses, or the two passages together from Proverbs 6 and Proverbs 13. Ragi, okay.
Go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. How long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. Proverbs 13, verse 4. The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied.
Is it clear? Laziness means nothing at the end. He gave us wonderful example, the ant. Did you see the ant hunting for her food? Who see the sea? We saw a lot of them in Egypt, actually. Okay? Anybody see a video, something like this, for an ant collecting her food? They are amazing. You'll find them trying to carry things more in weight than their weight. It's a very little creature, but you'll find it carrying some piece of bread, okay, that is twice or three times its weight. And sometimes when they find that they can't carry it by themselves, they go to other ants and ask for help, and you'll find 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 ants is carrying something like a big bread, like some another creature and so on. They took it into their places of life, okay? So that at the time of winter, and winter is very hard for ants, they will find food. In summer, it's easy for them to go out and go back to their homes. But if they neglect about collecting food for themselves for winter, they will be hungry in winter, right? Mm-hmm. And this is sometimes the case for us. Our summer is your time of life now, is your teenage, is your youth time. The winter is like mine, okay? Because at your time, it's easy for you. You have enough power, have enough time, you have enough resources of everything to do whatever you want. You can learn, you can be more in more relation with the Lord. You can. I can say that you can almost everything good in your life. But you know, if you didn't use the time of youth now, it will come sometime when you find yourself starving. Starving in things that you want to. It's your time to learn something new. It's your time sometimes to learn some language. Maybe to add to yourself some value added things. Okay? Sometimes it's good today to learn how to play music. How to work efficiently in the computer using programs, special programs for your things. Let us say that you love drawing and you think about learning how to use Photoshop and Illustrator, using this to produce something. It is the proper time to do that. You know, always, I used to be a computer trainer, okay? It was my pleasure to teach a young man or a young woman than to teach an old man. Even this old man will be very smart. But at the time of youth, your mind is fully responsive to everything in it. So whatever you sow in your mind, you will reap in some time later. And think about the lazy one, the sluggard, that he craved to, but get nothing. Why? Because he did nothing. He did nothing, he will get nothing. You know, one of the traps we can be trapped on is just craving about things. Oh, if I have, if I would be a doctor, if I would be something like that, if I would be, but doing nothing, you will be nothing, right? We can apply this on the spiritual area. I would like to be good with the Lord. I would like to be a servant of the Lord. That's very good, but that means that you need to do something. You need to read your Bible, to study your Bible. You need to be closer to the Lord than other things. So, when it comes to laziness, when you find yourself don't like to do these things, or to keep near to the Lord, I need to pray, to spend some time in praying and in reading the Bible, and go to the meetings, and I can't do it. Remind yourself that this is a principle called sowing and reaping. You know this principle? Hi. Yes or no?
Yes.
No or yes? Either yes or no.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Whatever we sow, we will reap. And you know, when we sow something, we reap maybe in multiples of these things we sowed. So the first thing we spoke about disappointment, then about laziness. Let us speak about fearing of loss. And one of the most important parts I found concerning this is Hebrews 11, 24 to 27. Please, I need some help, especially from girls. One of the girls read, please.
Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
Did Moses lose something in this passage?
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
Yes.
What?
His royal status,
okay? The wealth of Egypt at that time, right? He lost. Why he could take this decision to accept loss? Why? There is some reason here. Why, in your opinion? At what time you go to bed yesterday? Or you are still in bed? They are different than yesterday again. Okay, I'm trying to help to finish before the last two sleep here. Okay, I'll do my best to do that, but try to help me. Okay. What's the power? Stand up for a while, yeah, okay.